Okay, hello and welcome to Cheap Wave number 5 on the Game Wave podcast. It is number 5, isn't it?
It's number 5, yep. We've been away for a while, so we've both forgotten. But yeah, it's number 5.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm Joe.
And I'm Cheap Shot.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think it's been about, 2 months, hasn't it, since Cheap Wave number 4.
I think we did one in November, then we had December and, all sorts of Christmassy stuff and
well, you were in the UK.
I was in the UK.
We didn't quite manage to make it work, did we?
No, because ales and turkey and things like that, just get in the way of it also.
Yeah, so we're back online.
We are back into work, back into the swing of things. It's February. It took us a month to recover from Christmas. It's February 2nd now. We're here. We're back.
Yeah, you said you've had a tough day at work, tough day at the office.
Could be worse. Could be outside shoveling muck for my living, but
You said you've been marking exam papers for entrance exams at your university.
Yep. 1,000. I had to mark 5 questions. I had to mark the questions were is the answers were is, as, in, free and on. So is and free on, is and free on, is and free on, 1,000 times.
Sounds like a pretty easy test, to be honest.
Well, that's only one part of it. That's a small part of the larger test. We're basically given a tiny bit of a test to mark.
Oh, right.
And that was my section. And so I've just had that going through my mind. I got like carpal tunnel of the mind, if that's a thing. Just the same word, 5 words going through my head 1,000 times. And then I had to double check that as well. So,
what beer are you drinking tonight?
And today we've had the Stone IPA, which is actually from San Diego, which is an American beer.
Yes.
And Itsumono Aoni, the blue Aoni, the Japanese lovely IPA.
You got 2 on the go tonight.
Yeah, no, I finished one.
I'm getting well into dates at the moment. I found this shop.
Dates? Like with girls and stuff?
No, not with girls. No, the thing that you eat. Like I found this international supermarket kind of near my house.
Right.
And they just do so many varieties of dates that you've never tasted before. And
so they do savory dates, or is that not a thing?
No, they do. I'm on the Deglet Noirs today from Algeria.
Excuse me, a Deglet Noir?
Yeah, that's a type of date. And they're amazing, actually.
Don't they make you poo profusely, or?
No, I haven't had any problems.
Okay.
And I've been eating a lot, maybe too many.
Joe and his dates. Anyway, what was that first track we heard there? We even talked about that.
That was a big one. That was from a new album by a new artist called Duke Flex. Well, I mean, he's not brand new. He's also known as King Kitan, and he's also known as one half of King Wine. Or maybe we shouldn't say that. Maybe we've outed him now.
I don't know. But yeah, that was a really good track. Duke Flex with a track called Pess.
Yeah, you really like that track, and so do I. It sounded, huge. And also, I want to give a shout out to track number 6 on this 10-track release, which you can find at dukeflex.bandcamp.com, because it's got a bit of a bassline feel, and it's called You What? Dial Up Mate, in brackets, Sheffield. And Craig wrote that on the bus on the way to Sheffield when he played a show for me a bit back, so that's another nice, cool track.
It's a nice kind of comical, but at the same time, some real fat tunes. So definitely worth checking out.
Really nice and bassy, really well put together. But we've got a really nice show coming up for you guys today.
Hopefully,
yeah, we've got 2 exclusives.
So, woohoo! Double exclusive. Yeah. It's a rare opportunity.
Should we say who they're by?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, the first one is by a brand new project called City Guys, and this is my mate Titch, who runs the Off Me Not record label in Sheffield, doing very well for themselves. And Titch is quite prolific, and he's got together with another artist from that label, and they've Off Me Not it's not really chiptune, but they're doing this chiptune project. But we can talk a bit about that later on. And then you've got an exclusive from something coming up on Cheap Beats, haven't you?
Yeah, it's we're just starting the promotion hype train right now, actually. It's the Please Lose Battle guys from France. Big fan of theirs. They had a release with you on Pterodactyl Squad as well, I believe.
Yeah, well, they had a couple,
Yeah, I heard their stuff and was just blown away. And I approached them on, behind Joe's back, like hatchet out straight in his back, and said, "Hey, would you do something for me as well?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." So we've been working on that, and it's a cracking little 5 or 6 track EP that they've got coming out mid February on Cheatbeats, and we're going to play one track from there. So yeah.
Yeah, obviously that's going to be a really big release, and no, I'm very happy for Please Lose Battle. It was all very amicable. To move on to Cheatbeats.
to move on to, yeah. Right.
And yeah, we've just got some, well, plenty of awesome music and a bit of news regarding a few festivals and, yeah, even some iTunes reviews.
Booyah. The mailbag is chock-a-block with a fat wadge of 2 reviews, guys.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you know me and Joe need those stars to survive.
Exactly. That review paid for my Christmas this year.
January has been really hard for me with only that one review. Anyway, let's shut up and get on to the next track. What have we got coming up, Joe?
So next up, we've got a track by another new artist called Dream Eater. This guy's from Scotland too, like Dukeflex. And this is the latest release on Pterodactyl Squad. This came out during December. And this is one track from the 4-track EP. This one's called Sophia. We'll be right back. Okay, you just heard Sophia by Dream Eater from his Fantasy EP, which you can download through the Pterodactyl Squad Bandcamp, ptesquad.bandcamp.com, or you can get the whole EP for free through our normal website, which is just ptesquad.com. And apparently Dream Eater is going to be playing at Magfest, which we're going to be talking about a bit later on because that's coming up soon.
Hi. So next we are going to jump straight into the review bag, mailbag even, and let's see what we've got today. We got two reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
This is the American store or the UK store? Both from America?
You've got the one from the American store.
Roger. Okay, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so we got a review from some dude called Brandon Underbar H.
Never heard of him.
No. Grape Chip Tune podcast, especially the part where y'all interviewed me.
Oh, that Brandon H.
Yeah.
I see.
So he said, joking, that part was tolerable at best. Any rate, keep it up, guys. Open fist, love heart, closed fist.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much, Brandon, for the review on Facebook. That kept Joe in clothes over this December period. So yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. That was the last show, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yes, and I've got the review that kept Cheap Shot and his family fed.
In our break. Beers, yeah.
This one's a bit longer. So this one's from someone called Scoops UK. 5 stars, thank you very much. And Scoops says, prepare to be amazed, moved, delighted, disappointed, informed, and shown another side of music you really should get to know. I think he's talking about you there.
yeah, I think so.
Even if you are a seasoned regular, this is the place to come for interviews, new releases, and news. A great place for discovery of new artists, which is where this podcast excels and saves you hours of trawling the internet. Your subscription is highly recommended.
That is a boss interview.
Yeah, that's really good.
Brandon, this dude's got you all over with him.
I think the UK wins review. This round.
I think he does, yeah. Thanks a lot. Scoops, you said, right?
Yeah, Scoops UK, it says.
Scoops, thank you very much for the review. I'm sorry for being so disappointed.
But you are moving and delightful, so.
Yeah. I'm moving in with my disappointment.
That's cool. If you'd like to leave us a review, then just head on over to the Game Wave podcast page on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It really does help the podcast jump up on the iTunes ratings and things like that, and just in general help spread the word of chiptune. Like we always say, if you are in another country, because iTunes has different stores for each individual country, and you have left a review, please notify us. Because we just don't have time to check every single country.
Yeah, so the other ways that you can notify us is via Facebook.
Yeah.
The URL is what? Can they just search for a Game Wave podcast on Facebook? You'll find us. On Twitter, I am at Cheapshot, and Joe is
at Joe Game Wave.
I think that's it. But they're the best ways to get in touch with us: the Game Wave podcast Facebook page, iTunes, or on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we have a track by Mr. Tony Lays. This is a guy from Argentina. He's a very, very well-established chiptune artist. He's also the mastering engineer for Cheap Beats. So listen out for the beautiful ear, you know, caressing sounds coming from this next track. This is Tony Lays with a track called, let me just find that.
Disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
Okay, the track is They Come From Above.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you just heard Tony Lays with the track off his new EP. I hope you've enjoyed the ear-caressing sounds from there, because he's a great mastering engineer and also a great artist. Yeah. Coming up next, we've got a couple of pieces regarding the more technical side of chiptune. And Joe's going to lead this article. So, Joe, jump straight in, mate.
This is a new podcast, really, that I came across. I think I found it on the Chiptunes Equals Win Facebook group. It's called Retro Game Audio, and it's a podcast by Steve, who is APOC, who you're kind of familiar with, aren't you? Didn't he help you out with some PhD That's business?
Right. He did help me out with PhD business. APOC is a statistician by trade, I believe, and that's how he helped me out with some statistical analysis I needed to do in my PhD. But that's a different story.
Yeah, well, he kind of brings that, I guess, analytical nature, shall we say, to this podcast, along with Patrick Todd, who I think is also known as Bucky, who plays drums for the Cheap Dinosaurs project, and I believe he also played drums for Chromalodeon towards the end of their career. Side note, I think Chromalodeon's final album is getting released on vinyl as well. Don't quote me on that, but I'm sure I saw it pop up on Facebook at some point. So if there's any Chromalodeon fans, maybe you want to look into that. Maybe I should look into that. But anyway, we're here to talk about this new podcast called Retro Game Audio by Patrick and Steve. There's only one episode up at the moment. It's just started, but the idea behind the show is that each episode they'll take a different retro video game soundtrack and go really, really, really in depth about, you know, just how it was made, how the composer used the sound chip. It's very, very geeky.
I listened to about 30 seconds and yeah, it's very, very geeky.
But it's very good. It reminds me of another podcast which used to exist called Into the Score. I'm sure we talked about that.
Into the Score.
Yep.
Like that.
Just like that. On old, very old episodes of the podcast. I think it was, back in maybe 2009, 2010, that podcast was around. We did a very similar thing, analysed old game soundtracks from kind of technical and musical perspective. So
pick up a penguin.
This one's doing a similar thing, and it's good to see. And I look forward to future episodes. The first one is on an obscure game for the NES called Magician, which has a very eerie and haunting soundtrack, I guess. But it won't just be limited to NES. You can find the homepage, I guess, for the podcast at soundcloud.com/retrogameaudio. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Volca FM that was, promoted or released at NAMM 2016. I know that the Korg Volca is quite a popular, I want to say toy, but maybe musical instrument for some of his tune artists. I know that Monodeer has just started to use his Korg Volca as part of his setup. And basically, Korg have just come out with a new updated FM sound version. This was revealed at the NAMM 2016 event, and Joe's going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know too much. I mean, I'm not mega big into the technical side of making chiptunes. I mean, you probably know a lot more about it than I do. But yeah, I thought some of our listeners might be interested. I think NAMM's like an industry showcase, isn't it?
It was the place where they, introduced?
Yeah.
Promoted?
It hasn't been released yet. I think
revealed?
It's revealed. It's still like almost a prototype thing, maybe.
But they revealed also Teenage Engineering revealed the new PO, the Pocket Operator series as well, which looked really, really nice.
Ah, right. Yeah, you use them, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a Pocket Operator man, yes, for sure.
That sounds a bit rude.
It's a ridiculous Adult Swim thing.
No, I mean just I'm a Pocket Operator.
It's your brain.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I guess the other Volkers have just been kind of, I don't know, I'm guessing they've been general synthesizers, whereas this one is FM based, and it's based on the Yamaha sound chip. So basically you're going to be able to get a lot of FM sounds similar to those that you could on the Mega Drive. I think I'm right in saying that. So
it's true, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see that on the hardware setups of quite a few chiptune artists when it is finally released. Like I said, it's not out yet. But we'll put a link to the video on YouTube in the show notes, and there's a guy playing around with it, and you can see what kind of sounds you can get from it.
Up next, we've got our first exclusive of the evening.
Yes.
And this is by City Guys. Tell us about City Guys, Joe.
Yeah, like I said, at the top of the show today, this is from my mate Titch. He runs a very kind of well-known underground electronic label called Off Me Not. It's really big in Sheffield. They've kind of been just instrumental in bringing back the bassline sound, really. They've been doing it for a good few years now, always putting on raves. They all sell out. Just a massive deal in Sheffield, basically, and all around the world at festivals and stuff like that. One of the main guys who
what runs... what does Off Me Nut mean?
It just means they're always all f***ed up on some kind of drugs. And it's not just a name, I can tell you that.
It's a lifestyle.
It really is, man. It really is. They're being 100% real when they call it Off Me Nut. If they listen to the podcast haven't checked it Off Me Not, I would really recommend going and doing so. They've got loads of releases on their Bandcamp page. It's really good stuff.
It's a really well-established label for sure. Yeah, I like a lot of their sounds. It's pretty crazy. I think some of the chiptune fans would like it too.
Definitely. They've got that fun side to their music. They don't take themselves seriously. But then again, the music is really, really well produced, really well put together. And it is cool to see Titch, along with another artist called Daddy Longlegs, they've formed this project called City Guys. I don't think Titch has done too much chiptune stuff before, but yeah, it's kind of like hit it out the park straight away with this stuff.
Do you think it could be a reflection or a kind of a reaction to Harley's influence at all? Because I know that they mastered Harley's album for Cheap Beats, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, possibly. I don't know. I mean, Harley did release something on Off Me Not.
Okay.
One of his earliest releases, I think Thundershock EP, was on Off Me Not a few years ago.
Was that LSDJ? I've not heard that EP at all.
No, that was Korg DS10.
Yeah,
that was before he really started getting into the chiptune scene, I think. Maybe. I mean, the thing about those guys is they're kind of just very knowledgeable about electronic music in general. And they're kind of, you know, our age, so I guess everyone loves a bit of old school retro video game sounds, even if you're not mega involved in the scene. But yeah, I was talking to Titch and he said that he did want to do something chip influenced. In fact, I think Harley put him in touch with Little Scale. And Little Scale,
ooh, nice.
I think Little Scale was meant to make him one of his like custom Mega Drives so that he could
play
it with some kind of MIDI interface, but Little Scale just never did it for him or something like that. That's what Titch says. So I think he's just been making this with like some 8-bit VST, but
it could be influenced from Joker as well. It does have a very big Joker vibe now.
Oh yeah, he knows of Joker, I'm sure of that. But yeah, this is a brand new exclusive from City Guys. It'll be on their upcoming release coming out soon on Off Me Not Records. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard City Guys. After that, you heard Norin Rad, which this is a soundtrack to a game, an iOS game, Android possibly as well. I've not checked it, but the game's called Venture Kid, and this was Stage 4 Volcano. Very, very awesome track. Norin Rad, obviously one of the big names in the chiptune scene. So, yeah, great to see him doing well for himself and doing iOS and video game soundtracks for sure. Awesome.
Yeah, long-time listener of the podcast will know that I'm a big fan of Norin Rad. We actually had him on the show back on episode 70, which was our heavy metal special, and we did a big interview with him about his death metal album, or death metal chiptune album, Anomaly. But yeah, I was really pleased when this soundtrack, Venture Kid, dropped. As it says in the description, Norin Rad's been making 8-bit music for the past 15 years, and this is kind of, I guess, a crystallization of everything he's learned. I know he's a big fan of Mega Man, and this soundtrack does sound very Mega Man. The whole game, Venture Kid, looks very, very influenced by Mega Man in general. And you can download this whole soundtrack for free. There's 31 tracks, so it's a full OST. And some of my favourite tracks are actually the unused ones towards the end. So, yeah, head on over to mattcremeraudio.bandcamp.com and you can download that whole thing for free.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Joe. Next, bit of festival news.
Yeah.
Some big festivals coming up.
We need a little jingle for this section because we seem to be doing it regularly now.
We do, yeah.
Festival news. There you go.
Festival news. Yeah, that's all right. Festival news. The biggest one coming up very soon here is Magfest.
Yeah.
I really want to play Magfest. I should play Magfest.
You really want to play Magfest?
I really want to play Magfest. I've not played in America ever. Oh, I have. That's a lie. I've played in America twice. No. Just once. It was only a small place in Philadelphia. But anyway, Magfest, it's going to be the 18th to the 21st of February, I believe. And I'm just looking at the artists now. Yeah, I think they've put out most of the artists here now. They've got Chipzel and Shudderbon from the UK. Kubi, who is a big...
I know Brandon really likes that guy.
I know Brandon really likes him, yeah. We've also got Boa Constrictor.
Yep.
And Note from New York City. Boa Constrictor from the Seattle area, I believe. There's some guys that I don't actually know of here as well on the list. But yeah, it looks really good. It's like a big lineup. Oh, yeah. It's got Coda as well and Apoc, who we talked about earlier. Steve Apoc.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm starting to see all the chiptune people on Facebook are slowly starting to post about Magfest plans now.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing. especially because I'm on spring break and I could probably go, but oh well. One day.
Well, you've got another festival coming up, haven't you?
True. The next festival we're going to talk about is Square Sounds Melbourne.
How's that for a segue?
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of segues, what about those hoverboards they were called in the UK that people bought over Christmas? Those wheels without, basically a Segway without a handle. Did you see those things?
Do you want me to tell you something very interesting? A very interesting tidbit.
Tell me something very interesting. I need an interesting tidbit.
The guy who supposedly brought them over to the UK was actually in my office at work the other day. He's a supplier. And yeah, he was telling my boss about how it was.
He's basically a dealer.
Well, he's a Segway dealer, if you want to put it like that. But yeah, he's responsible for all the annoying little kids just zooming around on these. Man, it's just weird. It's like 30 years ago, if you'd have shown that to someone, they would not have believed that that would be a thing. And now it's just like, it's happening and it's weird and no one, I don't know. It's just weird.
Have you had a good one though?
No, have you?
I have actually, yeah. When I was over at Christmas, my brother got one. They're good, mate. They're good.
I'm not saying they're bad. It's just, I feel like that they've come too early and they're not being appreciated. I don't know.
Yeah, I take back my sentiment about them being good as well. I mean, They're a bit of crack, as we might say in England or in Ireland, I guess more, but they're a bit of fun. They're not a legitimate means of transport by no stretch of the anyone's imagination. But yeah, they're a bit of fun, I guess. We're going to talk about Square Sounds Melbourne, which hope you don't need a segue to get there. You need a bloody plane because it's on the other side of the world.
Nice.
They have
You're
a
playing there,
very
aren't you?
decent. I am playing there, yeah.
And
I'm looking
Harley.
forward to it. Harley's also playing from Sheffield. They have obviously a brilliant local lineup, Ctrix. They have a guy that I'm looking forward to seeing, actually, is called Tubas McGee. He's a guy from Adelaide, I believe, I want to say. But yeah, an Australian artist. Also, Ultra Sid's heading over, Sherabon's heading over, Quarter's heading over from Japan. They've got a really big lineup.
Yeah, well, I'll assuming they're streaming it, I'll be watching it again online this year.
Yeah, last year's live feed was pretty spectacular, actually. I watched it on only watched it on live stream as well. And one of the big artists that they've not big artists, but one of the big things that they're pushing this year is that 10K, 10K Freeman, he's going to be playing with an actual band.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
And then finally, a local one for anyone in America. This Friday, there's an event happening in New
I
York.
wouldn't say it's local for anyone in America, but all those people over in California.
That was pretty ridiculous. Sorry. Yeah, if you're in America, you should probably go here.
Yeah, everyone can make this one.
Who could make it? Anybody on the East Coast? Is that even doable? I don't know.
I'd say no. I'd say only people in New York,
If you live in New York, there's an event happening this Friday. It's the 1/0, the IO event, and there's a great lineup. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have Radlib and Chris Kaiser, Gopher Boy and Facundo, with visuals by DOI Destruction and No Carrier. That's this Friday at the Pine Box Shop, which is in New York. There's an open mic from 8 p.m. and how much is it? $8 a door. So yeah, head over to that if you're in America this Friday. Because it's that simple.
Yeah. So that's it for festival news.
Festival, new.
Coming up now, we have a track from an EP that was released very recently. It's from a band, I guess, called Villainist, Villainest, from Toronto, Canada. And this got my attention because I'm a fan of any chiptune projects that use Sega sound chips. I think they're woefully underrepresented. And this band uses a MIDI modded Sega Mega Drive along with a Roland AX synth guitars, drums, and vocals to provide the party soundtrack of your twisted dreams. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty different, isn't it?
It is very different, yeah. I think reading the, I'm not got it up right now in front of me, but their Bandcamp description says that it was modified by the thing that Little Scale developed. Is that right?
Yeah. What we were just talking about.
Yeah. So I think Titch needs to have a word with this band and try and figure out what went wrong for him then, basically.
I
But
didn't
yeah.
read that part. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's basically Sega Mega Drive or Genesis, if you're from anywhere in New York or the extended American states, with a band behind it. Yeah, let's check it out. Straight after that, actually, we have another exclusive, and it's Please Lose Battle with a track called Panic Crash. Let's do this.
you guys very lucky to hear that. Panic Crush by Please Lose Battle. That is Please Lose Battle's first track revealed to the world, where they've got the full-on recording setup of chiptune sounds, bass, and drums. I mean, they use that setup live, but this is the first release where they've recorded it all, so that's sounding great.
Yep. Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. It's been a while in production. They also have, this is another kind of exclusive on the GameWave podcast, but they are going to do some merchandise. Essentially, the EP cover has 9 different faces on the front, and they're producing 9 t-shirts, literally only 9 t-shirts, 1 for each face. So I'm basically, as the label owner, I'm kind of almost trying to choose my face before anybody else gets a chance to buy one.
So there is only really 8 then.
Yeah. good point. So yeah, they're going to do a very limited, exclusive 9 t-shirt run for this. So it's going to be very, very cool.
I'm sure those will go.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
I'm sure they will.
I might buy all 9. Sod it. yeah, keep an eye out for that. It's going to come up later in this month.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and yeah, that's it for Cheapwave number 5, pretty much. Thanks for listening once again. If you do want to get in touch with the show, please send us a message on Facebook. Our page is facebook.com/GameWave Podcast.
You can get in touch with me on Twitter @CheapShot.
Yep, and I'm @JoeGameWave. And as always, please leave us an iTunes review. We really have fun reading them, and we need them.
Yeah, and if you leave us a review, you get a shout out on the show as well. So
yeah,
win-win essentially.
You'll be famous.
You'll be famous.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Yeah. Before we collapse into a pile of hysterical giggles, shall we get on? Should we play the last track?
Yeah, this was your choice, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a really, really upbeat track. The whole EP is not even an EP; it's an album. This is a full album. Came out late December. It's by a dude called Boy Without Batteries, and the track we're going to play is called New Friend.
Yeah, this is a really cool track.
Yep, so if you're into this, please check out his Bandcamp. As always, the description will be in the description. If you can't find the description, go to archive.org and search the GameWave podcast, because I spend 30 to 45 minutes making sure that description looks beautiful. I'm not sure if it shows on iTunes or not, but yeah, where the original file is, it looks great.
Well, yeah, yeah, we upload the show to Archive, don't we? That's where it gets streamed from. Yeah. That episode, each individual episode has its own page on archive.org, and there are show notes on there. But if you listen through iTunes as well, then you can also see the show notes if you click that little I that comes up next to every episode. Okay. That's it for Cheapwave number 5. We'll see you next time for Cheapwave number 6, and we should be back to a more kind of regular monthly schedule by then.
Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
See you later.